All right, cunts, it's Muzzy. Some say I am the third member of the hosting team of this podcast, which is very nice. Also, the only listener to the podcast. Anyway, today's episode, Name That Smell. If you can guess what I'm sniffing right now, answers on a postcard to the XL Diamond Trolley Club Facebook group. Winner gets a rectal pounding from Prince Andrew. Over 18s need not apply.
Hula hoops, quavers, monster munch behaviour, frazzle space raiders, babies of potatoes. Crisp war.
Hello, this is Kim Kardashian here. You know me from the TV and that. I got a big house, a big ass, and a big bank account. I'm just ringing in to guess what that lad was sniffing, right? Now, I think he was sniffing some WD-40, because we all love that, don't we? WD-40. I use it all the time. It smells fucking lovely. That nice metallic tang, and that's what I sense was up that guy's nostrils. WD-40. I use it for all sorts, you know. Sometimes when Kanye used to get all sad and stiff and that, he said, oh, I can't record those songs no more. I used to get a little straw, because you get the little straw now in the new ones, don't you? I used to shove it right up his ass. Give him 3 powerful blasts. 10 minutes later, he's bopping around the ass, doing all that fucking singing and the voices and all that. So my guess is WD-40. Anyway, I'm off now. Don't forget to watch my TV program. Don't know what it's called. Buy my pants and shit. Make your ass look nice and big. All right, bye-bye.
Hello, it's the Ghost of Cilla Black here. I'm so distressed with all this goings on with the Philip Schofield situation. I thought I'd have to come here and defend. What was that thing that fella said that we were supposed to talk about? You know, the weirdo who keeps sending voice messages in. Can't remember. It was something about smells or something. Anyway, as a ghost, I can't smell. But if you go and stick your head in me coffin, me body does smell. I don't know what it's all about. Anyway, that Philip Schofield is so lovely. I tried to run with him once, but he said I wasn't his type. I said, come here, you. We can have a lot of fun, me and you. He said, no, I'd rather fuck a gopher. With that, Gordon jumped up and legged it, and he was never seen again. I think he ran off and started a new life with Bobby the Banana. And Bobby was the name of my old faithful husband. He was a lovely man. He was a bit ginger mind, a stank of piss. He always smelt of sugar puffs, do you know what I mean? You know what them gingers are like. Anyway, thanks for having me on. I've got to go back up into me clouds.
Hello, Spano. Just calling about the guy sniffing. I think he's sniffing Link spray. I think he's sniffing Africa away. Please buy my records, my shitty records. Please buy my shitty records today. Please give me money that I say I'll give to the poor, but I'll put it offshore today. Oh, peace out.
Boris Johnson here. When I'm not hiding on WhatsApp messages in the undercracker of my soul, I am smelling the sweet smell of... I don't think this is very Boris. But I can't get more Boris. I've forgotten how... I've blocked Boris from my brain. I can't do Boris anymore. I think I'm going to do... Oh, Boris, me, sit up on yourself, that's a bit better. Now I sound like Zippy off Bungle. Boris Johnson. Boris Johnson here. This is the sweet smell of success, as I have clearly got off another corruption charge, and I will not give them WhatsApp messages the like of them. They've been heavily redacted and like my foreskin. And it's a sweet smell of success. And why does this poor person want to know what I'm smelling? I smell money and cocaine and fanny juice.
Hello, this is Wigfield. You know me. I had a big song. Yeah, you know it. Everyone knows it. You probably dance to it at parties when you're pissed off and that. You know, Saturday night dance, I like the way you move it. Pretty baby. Yeah, that's it. That's the one. Anyway, I ain't got much on at the moment, so I thought I'd ring up and talk about what this guy's sniffing. And I think he's sniffing cheese. I know it's a cheese sniffer when I hear one. You know, I was in the 90s, for fuck's sake. And, I definitely think he's sniffing cheese. Because when I were in Ibiza, right, doing my song for all the pissed up lads and lassies, you know, people used to say to me, "Hi, aren't you Wigfield?" I'd say, "Yeah, what of it?" They say, "Yeah, do you want to come and sniff some cheese?" I said, nah, cheese ain't for me. It's not my cup of tea, you know. A bit too much, you know. I'm more of a ketamine, crack cocaine kind of girl. But they say, "Nah, come on, I got some pure Adam, man." And I said, "All right, come on then." And we sniff a bit of cheese, you know. It's none of that rubbish from the supermarket, right? Just, you know, good stuff, pure stuff, right? So anyway, I think he's sniffing cheese. Probably not Adam, probably can't afford that, can he? But, stream my song if you like. I ain't got much on. If anyone wants me to come round her ass on a party, I'll do the song for you. No problem at all. Anyway, see you later. Bye-bye. Hello, this is Brian Harvey here from E17. You remember us, and you know us. We did Alright, Everything's Gonna Be Alright. The Christmas song, we had the Christmas songs, number one forever, you know, like we're like the Jingford Backstreet Boys, right? But, you know, people don't talk about me anymore because they think I went bananas and run myself over with my own car. Look, it was true, right, granted. But, you know, in my defence, I'd eaten a massive plate of baked potatoes beforehand. You know, it's not easy. It's very dangerous. You know, I challenge anyone to eat a giant stack of baked potatoes filled with tuna mayonnaise and then get in their car and get off their driveway safely. You know, it's very difficult. You know, the amount of starch running through your body, you know, it overtakes you and, you know, things happen. You know, I think I've been judged unfairly, really. But anyway, I just rung up to have a little guess at this sniffing game, right? And I think this guy's sniffing knickers. I think he's a knicker sniffer, right? Because I just get a sense from him, you know. I went out with this bird once and she used to sell her knickers to these guys online. Yeah, they used to buy her knickers, right? She used to go online, she'd say, "Oh, hello, do you like my knickers? Oh, I've been wearing them all day, thinking about you, reading 50 Shades of Grey, and I watched Dirty Dancing twice." And then she'd sell them 50 quid, someone buy them, straight up, not lying, 50 quid, you know. Once she said to me, she'd sell a pair of my fucking knickers to one of these guys. I said, "You can't." She said, "I fucking can." I said, "Fucking can't." She fucking did, you know, sold a pair of my pants to one of these guys. I think they all had tuna mayonnaise on the ass, but you know. 50 quid's 50 quid. Anyway, Brian Harvey, I hope I'm right. Bye-bye.
Biscuit was burning like caramel. Biscuit was bloody dipping in. Will it be chocolate hobnob or two things of Kit Kat? Biscuit was. Biscuit was burning like caramel. Biscuit walls, what are you dealing in? Will it be chocolate hobnob or two fins of Kit Kat biscuit walls?
While I lay in my bed, licking my genitalia, I think about why I am King Charles Spaniel, and what is that smell? And when I look up at the big bed, because I am in the doggy bed, I see King Charles ladling vast quantities of Marmite on his genitalia and his big ears, the ears that you could sail around the world in. And I see him ladling it and I think, I do not like that smell. It is the smell of Marmite, the smell of privilege, and the smell of Camilla's skids.
Hello, it's Luke Skywalker here. You know me, don't you? Jedi Master, yeah, you know me. I used to pal about with a little green fella. Yoda used to fucking, you know, talking a lot of shit, you know? Not seen him for a while, actually. Last time I saw him, he went to the Dagobah system to find enlightenment. But, you know, could be dead for all I know. He had a bit of a penchant for gambling and fast women, you know? Fucking natter, right? So, anyway, I was down a cantina bar having a beer, and the lads told me about this competition for the, guess what, this guy's sniffing, right? So I thought, I'll have a go at that. Got to be in it to win it. Who dares wins and all that clobber. So yeah, this is my guess. I think he's sniffing Bantha piss, yeah? You ever smell that? It's fucking horrible. It's worse than fox shit, that is. You know, my sister, she calls it fucking hell piss because it fucking stinks like something from the bowels of hell. You know, I actually better not talk about her. It's a bit testy at the moment, you know, trying to get off of her and that. But, you know, in my defence, I didn't know, did I? I fucking rescued her from under the clutches of the Emperor. You know, when I saw her, I thought, oh, she's a bit tidy. And there you go, look, there's a bit of it for you. You know, we got a bit close. Just about to make my move and fucking bam, it's your sister. Fucking how's your luck, right? You know, yeah. Christmas was a bit awkward, like, you know. Her old man, Han, he gave me a few dirty looks, but what can he do? I'm a fucking Jedi. Chop his hands off, you know. So I suppose we get over it, you know. Anyway, yeah, that's my guess. Bantha piss. And Yoda, if you're listening to this, you still owe me 50 quid, son. Get in touch. Ta-da.
Hello, is that the doctor's surgery? I need an appointment for my wife. Anyway, my name's Cedric Diggory. Not that famous Cedric Diggory that you might know from the Harry Potter films that was brutally murdered by Lord Voldemort, I believe. Oh no, yes. Was it Lord Voldemort? I can't remember. Continuity error. Anyway, I'm watching a scantily clad man running away from me and a peck-skin little squirrel standing. Oh, he's fucking, don't you fucking come near me, you little squirrel cunt. Oh. Anyway, oh fuck, you mad bastard. Anyway, tis I, Cedric Diggory. The squirrel is now out of my way. He has run away up a tree and he's no longer a problem for me. I'm just after a appointment for my wife. I'm just after an appointment for my wife. Hillary Diggerby. Date of birth, 7th of the 3rd, 81. Yes, she's considerably younger than me. But that's not something you can hold against me. I am an unbelievably handsome man. Anyway, I need an appointment for my wife, as she has a terrible, smelly, as a lady walks past in my general direction, I have to face away. My wife, Hillary Diggerby, has a unbelievably smelly vagina. No matter what we do with it, it still pongs. We have washed it with a toothbrush. I have vigorously washed it many times with my pork sword. The justice carrier, the spitter of spunk. And yet, her vagina still pongs. If you're playing this in the car, Doctor, I'm very sorry for the crudeness of it all. But I have to go now, because we have just lost a Barillo pad in her vagina.
All right, Elon Musk here. I'm just ringing from my robot car or my robot phone with my robot brain about the sniffing guy. What's he sniffing? Well, I got an idea. I think he's sniffing the future. I think he's been down there sniffing my Aris, and he can smell the future wafting out of it, because that's what's coming from me, the future. And while I'm on the phone, let me tell you something exciting, right? Because I'm going to change the world. What I'm going to do, right? I'm going to put a chip in your nut, right? It's going to change the world. It's going to cure all diseases, right? It's going to sort out all mental health, right? Depression gone. Nah, don't worry about little things like privacy. See what you're talking about? Don't worry about that. This chip is going to go in everyone's nuts, right? And we're all going to be beautiful future humans, right? All healthy. Nah, don't ask me questions about things like that, about corporate entities being involved in that. I'm trying to give you good things. I'm trying to save the world, mate. What are you talking about? I tell you what, let me tell you something. Really sell it to you, really convince you, right? So listen to this, right? You've got this chip in your nut and you're walking down a road, right, just having a little bop along, and then bang, boom, straight to your eyeballs, right? Anywhere you are, the high street, boom, porn. You're walking down, you're going around Marks and Spencer's, having a little mooch, getting something nice for dinner. Bang! Big boobs, big cocks, big fannies. Straight to your cerebral cortex. All from the chip I'm going to put in your nuts, right? The Elon Musk chip, right? So anyway, get on board with the chip. I told you what a guy's sniffing. Go and buy my fucking cars. Get the chip in your nuts. I'll see you on Mars.
What the fuck's going on, man?
Mate, you're ready, like you're Hugh Hefner. Every moment's the future, right? This moment isn't like the last moment. The last moment's gone, now we're in a new moment. And now we're in another moment. And now we're in another moment.
Eh?
That's how life works, man.
Fucking hell. I've never listened to Eddie Smith's music.
Bicycle on a hillside desolate. Will nature make a man of me yet?
And then Led Zeppelin.
Hey,
Side bank into that, mate. Your cock just ends up like a lump of meat.
Like, start, stop. It's like a wanking training exercise.
Covered blood at the end.
What a rock and roll.
Be yanging. Beautiful.
I can't believe you never listened to the Smith.
Driving in your car. Never want to go home. The cast is dead and I hate you. Oh, children.
And the Queen's dead. Come on. I can't
help I'm you. A star man and I'm floating in the sky. I've got a funny ear and I've got a gabby eye. Somewhere over the rainbow, I like to eat potato, and I've got an elongated toe. I like cheese.
One night only. Okay, George. Come on, cod liver oil.
I've done a poo. I've done a wee. My catheter is emptying, goes all over the floor. My piles are green, but I still suck off.
You're in a right creative flow today. Your creative energies are unlocked. They're just flowing through you and out.
And the content we're giving Paul Brill today, he could release an album.
A double album.
How much is that jar in the window? The one with the waggedy tail. Christ, we winding up.
Yeah, I've got some bits to do.
I've got to go shave my balls.
Yeah.
I know what 8-year-old boy balls feel like.
You've got to be careful when you're doing that.